In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Linda Davis, Tennessee State Volunteer for Agriculture in the Classroom. This is Cut 1, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We started a few years back bringing teachers into university workshops, and we continue to do that. We started out with one or two universities, and now we're in 10 across the state. And they come in for a day of in-service training, and at the end of that day, they go home with a tub full of resource materials. And they go back to their classrooms, and hopefully those teachers, and most of them do, become ag ambassadors. And they are the liaison between the county and the state office and the schools, getting the resource materials that they need.
This is Cut 2, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We have resource materials that will fit into every subject matter that they teach. It's not our intent to be teaching agriculture as another subject. It's incorporated math, science, arts, history, the whole nine yards. And they have some of the neatest hands-on experiences that teachers can use. It can be a month's worth of procedural hands-on experiments, what have you, that they can do as much as they want to use it. It benefits the teacher and it benefits the student.
This is Cut 3, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We feel that it's important for the teachers to have an understanding of the basics of agriculture to pass on to the children. And as our society gets further removed from production agriculture, even the teachers are getting further removed from understanding it. And obviously, if our children don't have an understanding of agriculture, we're going to be in real trouble down the road because we're so few. Our voices is not very loud unless we stick together and pass the word that every one of us eat every day. And we all have a stake in this production agriculture.